Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to another episode of The Liberated Life. I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying this podcast. I really, having spent years like trying to get my message clear on Instagram and email, it feels like the biggest exhale to just to be able to talk to you like a human being, and share what is going on for me and to share my thoughts and my feelings and some like little nuggets of wisdom that I've picked up along the way. It feels like such a more human way to connect with you, and I'm really grateful for you being here with me listening to these bits and pieces. Today's episode is actually one that's been coming for a long time. It's really been kind of itching away at me in the background. I need to talk about it because it's been like an ongoing frustration for me as I spend a lot of time on social media platforms doing my work and seeing the messages that are coming out online about some of this work. And I will preface this with the idea that I think it's really, really beautiful that we're in a space now where a lot of like pop psychology and personal development work is accessible to us. I think that that in itself is a hugely empowering thing, taking away this idea that it's something that you have to pay for, that it is actually accessible for people to do personal work and have access to important content that supports them in their own journey of evolution. But something that I have really grappled with over the years is that so much of what comes out online is really lacking in nuance and in complexity and in true understanding of the real complexity of being a human and owning a human brain and owning a human body. And I actually think at times that that lack of nuance and that lack of complexity, or at least the lack of pointing to the nuance and complexity, can be dangerous. And the point that I want to talk to today is this idea that you have to listen to your body. And I understand where that idea came from in the first place. It's like a lot of us have at some point totally dissociated from our bodies, and we need to learn to slightly disconnect from the whirrings of our mind and totally over focusing on what our mind is telling us, and to start to like drop our awareness down into our body. That in itself is a really powerful thing, and something that all of us need to do and need to have practices of getting into our body and away from our minds. But the piece that really irks me because I have had my own experiences with this, and the narrative of you have to listen to your body has made those experiences way more complicated than they needed to be, is that sometimes the cues of the body aren't truth. So just giving a blanket, like, listen to your body at all times, is really not helpful, because the body, as much as it holds a huge amount of wisdom and it holds a huge amount of truth, often the wisdom and the truth that comes from the body is actually very quiet and takes a huge amount of silence and of listening to actually get to what the body is trying to tell us. Like perhaps after a really long yoga practice, or after a long breathwork journey, or something that's like a longer process, maybe you then start to get inklings of what your body is trying to say. But just this like blanket, listen to your body, like you need to listen to what your body's saying, like what's your body saying, blah, 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 is actually at times keeping us in loops of trauma spirals. Because in my body, and often what I see in the bodies of a lot of the women that I work with, at times if we listen to our body, we would be running away from things that are good for us and running towards things that are bad for us. And this is especially true in relationship. For those of us who have slightly complex relational dynamics internally, for whatever reason, it can be very confusing to have this idea that we have to listen to our body at all times, because sometimes our bodies can give us mixed signals. And sometimes we can confuse the reactivity of our nervous system with intuition. And I'll be frank with you, I have sat with this a lot in myself over the last few years. Like, what is fear in my body and what is actually truth, what is intuition versus fear. And those two signals at times can be very, very close together. They can be very similar. So just having this blanket idea that, like, listen to your body and act on what your body is saying is actually very dangerous, because most of the time our body is reacting to history. It's not reacting to presence. So I'll give you a few examples of this. If you, for example, were to only listen to your body and you start dating a man that is, like, objectively, like, a good guy, you know, like, he's a good person, maybe you're in a relationship with a good person and, like, your values are aligned, most compatibility things are there, you start feeling the ick. You start feeling like, oh, I don't want them close. I want to, like, maybe break up with them, or, like, maybe they're not right. If something feels wrong. If you listened to the signal of your body in that circumstance, you might run. And I've seen this so many times with my clients, with my friends, with myself, that we get, oh, well, my body, like, doesn't like this. My body thinks that there's something not right here. So I think I need to listen to my body and I need to run. But in that circumstance, your body is responding to something that feels unfamiliar, sure, because maybe you haven't had an experience in your life of available love and consistent love. So it feels unfamiliar to your body. So your body rejects it. But that doesn't mean that that is the signal you should be listening to. If your system has only known affection through chaos or unpredictability, safety will feel suspect. So in that circumstance, listening to your body, you will be reverting back to your old ways of looking for chaos and unpredictability rather than safety. So we can't just listen to our body in that circumstance. And I had such a beautiful, beautiful example of this, not relationally, but just, like, the whole ridiculousness of listen to your body at all times. When I was in Switzerland a few weeks ago and I was standing on this bridge, and we'd been on a boat for the day, like, going down this beautiful river, and I was standing on the top of this bridge and there were a lot of people jumping off the bridge into the river. And I'm going to say it was like 7 meters up. I don't know. It felt quite high. And I was at the top of the bridge and my legs were shaking. Like, my whole body was going, like, do not jump into the river, you will die. Like, do not do this, do not do this, do not do this. And yet there's a part of me that's like, but I know that this is safe. The deeper part of my body knows this is actually fine. But my surface level body response is like, this is a terrible idea, run away, run, 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 run. Because the surface level of my body doesn't fully understand the context of what is going on and is trying to go back to what is familiar and safe. But in that circumstance, the most important thing for me to do, to grow, to evolve, is actually to sit with the fear and do it anyway. It's not to listen to my body. It's to notice my body, sure. It's to inquire into, what is this fear actually about? Is this a fear I need to listen to? Like, where is it coming from? And then to decide once I've done the inquiry. And that's the piece that's so often missing. It's the piece that, like, so often will go, oh, I need to listen to my body. And I've had this so many times from clients saying, but my body is saying that I'm really attracted to this person. Or my body is like, there's so much chemistry with this person. Or, God, no, I'm getting the ick and I just feel like it's not right and it's boring and something inside of me just doesn't want to be near him. Okay, rather than just act on impulse, can we get curious? The piece that is missing out of this whole narrative of just listen to your body, listen to your body, listen to your body. What is your body actually trying to say? Maybe your body's trying to say, like, this is actually not for me and this is not the right way to go and we need to go a different direction. Maybe your body is saying, I'm a little bit scared right now because this feels unfamiliar. Those two signals are different. And I think that we're at a really dangerous point at the moment because of how much stuff there is online around all of this work, that we can kind of misabsorb messages. Like, we get the watered down message versus what is actually helpful. Because I'll be honest with you, if you spend your whole life following exactly what your body's impulses are, you're going to stay in trauma patterns for your whole life. And you'll be like, why does this keep happening to me? Why do I keep ending up with unavailable people? What? Like, that's not the answer, my love. The answer is to start to get comfortable in discomfort and to start to inquire into what is actually going on here. What is this signal? Is it my intuition? Is it fear? If it's fear, what is the fear trying to say? We have to start to get curious, like, with interest of, like, oh, this is really interesting because, like, objectively, I'm standing on this bridge right now. I'm about to jump into a river. I know that it's deep enough. I've seen people jump in. No one has hit a rock. It's all fine. I wonder why my body's responding in this way. Like, I wonder, like, is it responding to old data? Is it responding to a past situation where potentially jumping off a bridge there was a rock underneath and it wasn't safe? Is it responding because this is unknown territory? This isn't new. This isn't a normal thing for me to do. So it's like, oh, this does not feel familiar to me. Do not jump. Not safe. Do not jump. But I know that it's safe. So can we stretch our nervous system's capacity to hold that sensation? Can we hold our nervous system's capacity to hold the sensation and not run? It's a icky one, and it's a painful one, especially for those of us who have avoidant tendencies in relationships. And so for those of us who often end up with unavailable people, who like get the ick easily, who have been single for our whole lives, avoidance often dresses up as intuition. I had a message from a friend of mine a few weeks ago that was saying that she started dating someone, and then he was a wonderful man. He was so great. He was so like kind and compassionate and present. And then she started to feel really unwell. And she started to feel nauseous, and like her body, which she was like, oh, my body was just didn't want him. My body was just like totally rejecting this person. So she broke up with him. And then she realized a few weeks later that her body was not actually pushing him away. Her body wasn't wanting to push him away necessarily. Her body was responding to something that felt unfamiliar, and that sensation in her body was actually healing. It was healing into a scenario that was safe and yet unfamiliar. Relationships are one hell of a lot deeper and more beautiful and more complex than we would ever imagine if we just listened to surface level relationship advice, Disney films, all of the Hollywood movies you ever watched. There's so much going on. And if you have been gifted with some relational stuff, some attachment stuff, welcome, you and me both. There is such a gift in this because it really requires you to go inwards. It requires you to get comfortable in discomfort. It requires you to get curious about what is actually happening in my body rather than just knee-jerk responding. And that requires presence, and it requires growth, and it requires, like, in many ways, like real resilience of listening to your body, but not necessarily taking it at face value. Listening to your body, getting into relationship with the sensations in your body, finding spaces where you can get curious enough to ask, what is this sensation trying to tell me? Because if we don't get curious, you may well tell yourself and the world that you are listening to your body, but you're never going to know what signal you are listening to. Maybe you are listening to a signal from the past. You're listening to a trigger where your body thinks that you are 5 years old and you're not 5 years old anymore. This is such important work. It's so important, because otherwise we can keep ourselves wrapped up and tied up in knots for so long. This is also not easy work, but nothing good comes from stuff that's easy, you know? It's like, if you are devoted to your most liberated self, if you're devoted to living a life of meaning and purpose and connection and depth and intimacy and the kind of relationships that really fill your heart on a very deep level, we have to start getting curious about what's going on and step away from just listen to your body blanket information. If I had listened to my body, I never would have left banking. If I had listened to my body, I never would have stayed with Thomas. If I had listened to my body, I would probably be back where I was about 7 years ago, and not very much would have changed. Because fear doesn't always mean it's a red light. It is so important to start to understand and get into relationship with the sensations in our body, with our fear, so that we can really deeply understand what is actually going on and not just respond from a script that was created in your past. So with that, my sweet, I will pause. And if this podcast has touched you, I would so appreciate it if you could share this episode or an episode that has touched you with the world, with your friends, with anyone that you think would like to hear it. I'm feeling increasingly pulled to sharing through this medium. It means so much to me that you are here with me. And if you'd like to go deeper, you know where to find me. Just pop me a note. I'm not scary, I promise. And I'm sending you so much love. And remember, get curious about your body, but don't always listen to it.